Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from November 2014. Mr. Peter Kostur, Vice President of EU at iProof, presents Interactive Garments.
My name is Peter. I'm from iProof, and I'm here today to introduce you a little bit more into concept of interactive garments or interactive labeling. iProof was founded about 7 years ago in the States, and it was founded in the wine industry. We started in a brand protection and anti-counterfeiting field, where we secured bottles of Opus One. I don't know if you know that kind of wine. And we worked with that brand further on developing the system to different levels. The brand protecting business is about protecting the story of the brand, because each brand has story hidden behind. And this story is what happened with the brand in the past, what is doing the brand these days, and what is the future of the brand. These stories needs to be authentic, needs to be compelling, and needs to engage the end user in the story and live the story with the brand. When you realize how many members are in these stories, usually it starts with people like yourself, the product managers, the fabric managers, but then it goes to production, distribution, all your associates, all your retailers, and then the biggest part of the story is the end user. Each member of this chain contributes to the story in its personal way. And how we contribute to the story is how good we do our job. So you as a fabric managers or product managers, it starts with the development of the product, then the distributors needs to distribute the product, and the sales staff needs to sell the product in the proper way, so the story is authentic. The way how we perform, this fair is mainly about performance of fabrics. It's about if the fabric is light, if it's strong, if it's stretchable, if it's flexible or more reflective, or eco-friendly or sustainable or something like that. But performance of garments itself is considered from much wider perspective. It's considered how it performs in the particular situation, in if it's related to the situation. And my opinion is that the better we are suited for that situation, the better is the judgment of our performance as the whole group, as the whole brand. And once we perform in a great way, we need to leverage the success. And we need to leverage it at the end, its sales. To engage more the users, with their product, whether they are enjoying our jacket on ski slope, or they are enjoying shorts on a beach, or they are enjoying our boots walking on the streets. It's a little exaggerated, but leverage the engagement and contribute from them also to the story. The fact why I added the first slide is people are spending a lot of time on the mobile. And a very important question these days is how our brands perform in the mobile environment these days. And it's not only about social media, it's not only about having our web page mobile enabled, so it shapes in the right ways, it has the important buttons, it has all the important features, but to take the performance to different level is interact on a more specific level. Interact on a level that we know that we now are talking to guy who is on a ski slope using our jacket, which has this and these features, which is that color, which is particle size. And we perform well if we have dedicated discussion with the end user. And to know this, it's not only about the brand discussion. It's more about related and relevant information to that particle situation. If it wouldn't happen this way, it's considered as a marketing, advertising, and it's losing a little bit the note, and it's losing in the noise which is everywhere around us. There are banners, there are advertisements, but when we are looking for something relevant, it needs to be there. And for this reason, we developed our system, which started with authenticating each single garment. We developed it into something new. It's a little progressive concept where we know exactly which garment we are talking to or which user we are talking to. And we developed this concept in very effective manners. There are the wearable technologies like the t-shirt, which is tracking your heart or your sport performance or things like this. But that's a very expensive and a very challenging field. And we can use the fact that we are engaged so much on our phones, we can use that fact to engage users also through the garments. And we developed this concept first by identifying and marking every single garment, whether it's jacket or swim pants or shoes, identifying and marking with unique identifier. So each has assigned ID number, which is encoded into it's all QR codes, which are unique for each garment, or NFC, which is near field communication, and it's used for mobile payments and touchless payments on credit cards. There is a big issue with Apple these days because they are first who announced the NFC only now. Other phones has it enabled. Then we built a database which is hidden or it's covering these IDs, and we track each ID throughout the production, throughout the supply chain, so we know each garment who was produced when, on which day, on which location, who was distributing it, and then it's also which retailer has it, and we know also which end user is claiming the ownership, is checking the authenticity, and is registering it for his name. So that's the tracking, and first engagement starts with the authentication. The marker stays with the product and throughout the whole lifespan. So you can track it also after the point of sale, and you can use it for various eco-friendly concepts, sustainability concepts, and so on, to claim also the disposal of each product. And then at the end of the day, we need to convert this technology. So of course, it's engaging the user into various applications like skiing slopes. They have various applications where they can track their performance through the mobile and the GPS again. And afterwards, we can benefit from this engagement with the m-commerce and e-commerce selling, of course, more products. This is shortly the concept on which is built iProof. Then for each brand, we built the system itself, and we develop unique applications for the needs of the brand. Here, when you scan it, you will get a presentation for garments, and the next slide will be short video with the FMCG segment introducing and summing up all functions. This will be also at the end of the presentation, so if you don't manage to scan it, it will be there. Well, I hope you get the idea. I'm not going to handle with that. In the QR code, which was there earlier, is this presentation, which you can check also later. And I would like to go a little more specific into garments. So the basic idea is, again, in identifying the unique garment with the ID number, which is then encoded into the interactive element. It's the NFC chip inlay or the QR code, which can be placed on heat transfer or woven or woven in the into woven label, so it doesn't interfere with the design so much. Then the label acts as the first interface for the end user by scanning and registering the ID number. Thanks to the iProof One Identity Agent, there are many segments who can interact with the content which is shown to the end user. As I said, from the production point of view, through the designer, then the retailers, and the brand can also add their content. Based on this, one garment which is same as the other one, is the same sizing, says color, says type, say SKU, can have different contents and can be shown and can be also linked to different contents. Therefore, the one label has much more usage. It starts with the logistic channel and the production channel, so you track also backwards, and with different leveling of users, you can track who was producing that particle garment, who was the final quality controller, and then also who was packaging it. Then it goes to professional use, where retailers can change the landing page, and therefore you can benefit for positioning your products on better places in shelves. So anytime somebody will purchase new products, the retailer can have a share on the generated turnover. And then there is third level, which is consumer information, where you can claim your product, you can put your name there, you can have care instruction there. And often in outdoor garments, there are many functions which need to be explained. Therefore, using videos or manuals how to use the garment properly, it's very helpful, especially on the garments which are lightweight and doesn't have really much of the room for explaining the whole function. Starting from the first point of engagement is the authenticating the garment. And once you know that, okay, this is the authentic product which I can trust, which I can believe that will perform in the way which I'm used to one particular brand, from that perspective and from that point, you can take it deeper and deeper and develop relationship using applications, tracking performance of that sporting person, or many other things. You as a brand owner have full control and full information about each item. As I said earlier, full traceability inside and inside the supply chain and outside in the field after the point of sale. You can use it also with integration with any existing SAP systems or internal ERP, MRP systems, which already track the assets inside your company. But after connecting it to the mobile interface, you are able to deliver end user experience which there wasn't before. So you have different contents for products which are the same in China, in Germany, in Italy, but everywhere are different requirements, and you can give the information which are required by law or which are required by the local market demand. So for example, you have the introduction in China in Chinese and in the States in English. That's a very basic geolocation adjustment for the content. Although these garments looks really the same and there are no other difference than just change the content after shipping to particular location. Using for retailers, it's possible to add the first landing page, for example, for Macy's, and then they can benefit. You can connect it to other programs, other e-commerce programs, and if you propose them share on the e-commerce which is generated through their interface, they will have much more intention to push your products and generate also from products which they don't need to put into their warehouses. So it's taking the B2C communication to another level. One of our first customers in garments were 3x1, what was or is customer designer's jeans. Each pair of jeans is basically made for the customer and customized. And it has its own birth list with all the information and measurements for the customer. So anytime he will reconnect, he can reorder new pair of jeans with different styles in the same sizing he already has. To sum up the advantages of iProof, it's going throughout the whole company. And we usually start simpler with in phases, where the first step is the authentication and care instructions. And then as we go deeper and each company transforms in these days into other digital ways, we add different tracking points, we add different features, and we can apply it also on products which are already sold and add the functionality backwards. So as the company is growing and is developing and the digitalization goes throughout the company, they can add different features and they can use the system for full tracking from the first point of development and tracking the samples to actually storing this data and having access to this data from the development phase, also in later phase when there should be any warranty issues or any other claims. And you actually know who was developing the product and who is actually responsible, so it might have also some drawbacks. And as I said, you can find this presentation here and I would be happy to answer any of your questions. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. For your free entrance badge and other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright November 2014 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.